Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you, Dave. It just feels like several days, which it has been, since the last time around. As a matter of fact, let's do the little music, shall we? Because I don't see our guest as of yet. And I never, ever get fearful of this anymore. Isn't that wild? I don't. I do not get concerned when I don't see guests who are scheduled at the top of the hour to show. I just know everything's going to work out. It's just because of the way things have been, honestly. I'm so glad to be with you. I'm so glad that you're there with me, whether you're listening live or whether you're going to be listening through the archives. Now, there's always a possibility that when you listen in the archives, you could have missed a particular show that had been discussed on Hybrid Jazz. Well, you know what? It gives you further incentive then to go to the artist's website and not only find out where they're going to be to support them live in your neighborhood, but also support them in the way of buying their recent projects or maybe all of their projects. I'm pushing it a little bit, but that's okay. Our guest today is Helen Sung, and I know that her particular schedule is astronomical because she's not only a band leader, but with other folks as well, making music with them. I'm going to give you a little taste of Helen's anthem for a new day. This is the song that ends the CD. This is called Equipoise on Hybrid Jazz. This is Hybrid Jazz. And a third on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Yes, sir. Woo! Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy today on the 22nd of July. That's when we're doing our thing with you, and so glad that you have tuned in. Helen Sung and Three from Anthem for a New Day, her CD that came out earlier this year. Now, I was informed that Helen would be here at the top of the hour, and we played three songs, so you know what? We're just going to roller coast our way along, an organic roller coaster, if you will, and see what transpires. We heard a few songs that you need to know about. First of all, Helen has written a few songs for this CD, but then again, she has some tried and true beauties Beloveds, and that's my email in the background. So I have to have that to be in contact with Helen's people. So if it's annoying, I'm sorry. Usually I turn it off and sometimes I forget. We heard It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing by Duke Ellington and Irving Mills. We also heard the title track, Anthem for a New Day, written by Helen Sung. And then we heard Equipoise by Stanley Cowell. That ends the project. And the people, the artists on this CD, as you can imagine, someone of the caliber of Helen Sung on piano needs to have those who are equally yoked around her. And men are they ever. Seamus Blake on tenor and soprano sax. Ingrid Jensen on trumpet. Reuben Rogers on bass. Obed Calvert on drums. Samuel Torres on percussion. John Ellis turning in a bass clarinet on a track. And then Regina Carter on two with her violin, Paquito de Rivera, clarinet on another track. Beautiful artistry. And we hope that we get a chance to talk to Helen. Here's why. It's so wonderful and wild that we should have had the opportunity to align ourselves with two artists who are part of this very special Maryland Summer Jazz Camp. That has been taking place in our state. And Jimmy Haslip was here with us last week. He, along with Helen, are going to be part of this amazing get-together whereby all of the folks who have taken part in this Maryland Jazz Camp get together at this church in Rockville and perform this Friday night. So I'll tell you more about that as the show goes on. Listen, if Helen is able to come, that is wonderful. If she is not, I completely understand. We're going to play something by Benny Golson that was set to play after a Helen Sung song. But you know what? Let's just move on in. This is from 1961. Take a number from 1 to 10, the name of the LP at that time. And this is called The Touch on Hyper Jazz. Thank you. Gulson in your ear and a guest waiting in the wings. Oh, life does not get better than this. I'm telling you what. And here's what I want you to know before I quickly introduce our guest to you. That particular song, two things to keep in mind. First of all, from 1961, The Touch, from Take a Number from 1 to 10, the great Benny Gulson, one of only two left from the 1958 shoot, Great Day in Harlem. Sonny Rollins is the only one besides Benny who is left. Ponder that. Secondly, the notion of putting this particular musical project together, starting off with Benny Gulson on his wonderful tenor and then adding an instrument for each song, was the idea of the producer, Kay Norton, a female, who was the vice president of United Artists Records in 1941. That's another thing to wrap your head around. What a perfect way to introduce to you one of the strongest women. I don't know if she's ever been introduced this way or not, but I will do that because the feeling that I get from Helen Sung is so strong. The fact that she has sacrificed so much along the way. I love her background. Discipline is involved. Courage is involved. Making sure that she was thinking very carefully about her future while understanding how she had nurtured her childhood years playing the piano at age 5, going through years of classical training with utter conviction that she would be a teacher and would perform a little until she saw a pivotal performance. She's amazing in what she is able to convince others in the industry of the capabilities of women. And I could almost cry thinking about what she means to many of us because I have seen some hardened men soften when you say her name because that's how much respect that they have for this pianist, composer, band leader, extraordinary person, Helen Sung. Helen, how are you?
I'm well, Trish, and I have to apologize for coming in a little late. I was trapped in the bowels of the New York City subway system.
Oh, my God! You were trapped in the bowels. Oh, my God. Helen, you know what?
That's exactly how it felt.
You poor thing. Do you want to take a minute? Are you sitting down? I hope you enjoyed the music while you were waiting.
No, I did. And thank you so much for having me on your show and for the very kind introduction. That was almost too much. But thank you.
Oh, no. It's never too much for you. Look, I'm just going to tell you something straight out, and people will understand when I say this. If Wynton Marsalis says, "You're next," that's big, Helen.
Well, I was so honored to be on that list, you know, because of just what he's done on, you know, to promote jazz in this country and in the world. So, well, I'm just grateful to be in the world of jazz. You know, I would never have thought of choosing it for myself. So I'm just grateful that jazz had room for me, and I'm just going to keep searching for the next note, as some of the masters say, and writing the next tune and being part of the continuing journey.
Well, I don't think that you'll ever have to search for too long as far as finding those notes, Helen, because you're so passionate about what you do. And I love the fact that Anthem for a New Day, we did play three songs, by the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I have to say that you're so funny because you have come to this point now where this particular CD, your Concord debut, but your sixth album, is a project that you are unapologetic for, because before maybe you were considering just treading water, or maybe you were thinking, okay, getting feet wet. Here's all these water analogies. But you yourself have said that it's the same kind of ocean, classical music and jazz, and you have definitely found the way to go. I hear your growth. It's such a beautiful thing. All these combinations of cultures and elements. You're so proud of this project, aren't you? You're so proud.
Yeah, you know, it was really humbling and gratifying to have all these, first to have all these artists come together and be available, and then to witness them, you know, making the music come alive. I think that's just one of the greatest joys as a composer and player, when you see your vision brought to life and, you know, in living color, sound, and rhythms, and, you know, because of what each artist has to bring, it becomes more than just what I had originally envisioned. And just to start to feel more confident about myself, I'm not the most self-confident artist, they were saying. I've heard people say, listen to be yourself, and actually that's not something I have to fight through to that, because there's so many voices internally, externally, well-meaning, some that are, you know, our own personal demons, but just to get to the place where I feel like all the different pieces of my experience so far are starting to coalesce and represent what I've always wanted to do, and just represent that very organic and honest, authentic integration of my work in jazz and my whole background in classical music. Now, I never wanted to just to be a dabbler in one or the other. I remember when I first started jazz, I said, oh my God, this music, it's so majestic, it's so deep, you know, I don't want to just be able to slide by because I have the technique, you know, the swing rhythm, which is unique to jazz. That's what got me. I said, I have to be able to swing, and I know it's something I'll be chasing for the rest of my life, because, you know, one of my heroes, the late, great Mulgrew Miller, said you just keep discovering new vistas, deeper levels of swing, and he's so true. That is so true, and he's so right. So I consider this is like my stake in the sand in some ways, and this is a summation of what I've been doing, but also a look forward to where I'm headed.
Well, you know, Helen, here's what I perceive might have happened, because I'm so fascinated with the idea that you had strong parents who tried to persuade you to go another direction. And I fully understand parents of anyone who have invested so much time and energy, effort and money into their child going into a particular direction. You had a strict teacher as well in your early years. Might it be this way? Here you are at the University of Texas at Austin. You've gone through this wonderful high school in Houston where a lot of other special artists have also attended. There was the jazz studies program across the hall, and you may have wondered about that, but still you pursued classical. And here you're in your senior year of college, and you go see Harry Connick Jr. So
yes.
You have this epiphany because you're seeing him play with abandon.
Yes, this ferociousness. This
yes.
Thing that made people move and jump out of their seats. I was thinking, how come no one told me about this?
Well, see, you weren't used to that, and you're still getting used to that, and the beautiful thing is that you have this childlike notion, so wonderful, about approaching jazz. You love it with the fervor of someone who is still just discovering it, so no worries about you, ever. You're always you're always going to jump in now with your feet first and get wet. And there's that wet imagery
yes.
again. But you just,
yeah.
you're like this fresh breeze that blows along,
yep.
and the world needs you.
Oh, thank you, Trish. And I'm just, you know, again, just, you know, I can complain with the best of them, but when I sit down and think about everything that's transpired, and you know, looking back in retrospect, it's easy to put things into neat little packages and this is how this worked out, but just going day by day, it was a different experience, because I still thought I was going to be a classical pianist, but it was just this, I call it this groping, one forward, one step, you know, and then it leads you to this beautiful, you look back and you see this beautiful path. So I'm just, that's one thing I hope to inspire people with my music, just to find their joy in their authenticity in whatever they do, and just have the courage to walk in that, because it does take courage. And I've had the benefit of many beautiful people that have come into my life and said the right thing at the right moment. I recently just, my band opened for the great John Faddis at a festival.
Oh, wow.
In the UK. And I was just able to thank him again, because he was one of the teachers at the Monk Institute that I attended up in Boston. That's where I did my serious jazz training, and he had told me when I played for him, he says, Helen, you need to find out more about the blues. And I'm like, really? He said, yeah, you don't have enough of it. And he directed me to listen to some recordings, and he had me learn this solo by the great Ray Bryant. He put a solo on After Hours on this recording with A Sunny Side of the Street with Sonny Stitt, Sonny Rollins, and Dizzy Gillespie. And for years after, when I would see Mr. Faddis, he would say, play me that solo, if there was
oh
a piano nearby. So, yeah, so it's just an amazing adventure that, you know, it definitely has its ups and downs. I knew just in my gut when I was young that music was something that would challenge me and keep me young, I think. You know, I think musicians, you have to stay young, and there's no, I don't think it's an accident that you play music, you know, you play. And just will keep me excited about things and interested. And so, yeah, I just feel very, very fortunate.
Well, other people have felt fortunate for you to have lent your support in their projects. I will say publicly that I think that part of the reason for the grand success of the Mosaic Project by Terry Lynn Carrington was because of your particular artistry. I felt that in 2011, and I'll say that to you now. Helen, there's something about you that is so pure. Look, you weren't asked to be part of the inaugural program at the Monk Institute for no reason. And then here you are with Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter on a tour with John that you've just mentioned and Jackie McLean and Jimmy Heath. You're in that mix of people, and you got noticed quite early on. So, you know, I think it's adorable that you have some sort of reticence in expressing confidence all the time, but I think that there are people who would tell you, Helen, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, again, I think looking in retrospect, the day-to-day experience is quite different. You know, you don't have the benefit of hindsight, and I always tell people God must have wanted me to be a jazz musician because it's nothing I ever would think of on my own to choose. And, you know, I'm so thankful in that regard. And just, I don't know, I think if there's any success, it's always, that's the beauty of jazz. And that's what I love about it. That's so different from classical musicians. As a classical pianist, it's all on you. You're alone in a practice room. You're practicing on stage. It's all you. Even if you're playing a concerto with an orchestra, it really is all on you. And something I really had to learn when I became a student of jazz is that it's a effort, and that's something I keep learning at deeper and deeper levels, that you have to be humble enough to open yourself to other viewpoints and to extend your will to work together with other artists, you know, up to, you know, a big band size. I just played with the Mingus Big Band last night at the Jazz Standard, and it's just amazing orchestrated chaos and energy and joy and music. And I love what Jimmy Heath, who was also one of our teachers, said. I'll never forget it. He said, for him, you know, our country is a democracy, but there's a lot of problems because people are involved. But, you know, he said for him, you know, looking at the jazz stage, he said that in its ideal form is pure democracy, because each person has their own personal voice. Each person is important and has his or her say, but together they're able to create something greater than they could on their own. And that's how I feel about just being part of any project. And it's so inspiring and scary and motivating and challenging, you know, to work with your peers and other artists you respect so much. So that's just another part of jazz I appreciate so much.
Do you ever find yourself, I've never asked this question before now, do you, because of who you are and who is unfolding in front of us at this moment, do you ever almost feel as though you're going to lose your breath because you're so excited on stage to be playing?
Yes. It's happened. There have been times when, you know, I just, and it wasn't even at a particularly prestigious or high-profile gig, I would just feel this great joy just descend on me. And, you know, I thank God for that. I think it's a blessing, and it's just a encouragement, you know, affirmation that, yeah, this would be, and keep at it, because, you know, the life of an artist definitely isn't easy. You know, just being in New York is not easy. It's my trip home today proved. Like that. Just blessings that are just sprinkled here and there, I think that keep us going. And I, you know, my friends, I think we all have similar experiences. That, you know, because music is, it's, one time somebody asked me about this, and I said, it's music, the arts, you know, they put us in touch with the divine. You know, we are privileged to participate in something that's timeless and eternal, and that's a huge responsibility and blessing too, you know.
I'm so glad that you said that and that you believe that, because I feel that from you. I feel, you know, with some artists you enjoy the fun and the variety that they introduce to you, and some artists are very consistent with what they're being able to offer you, and then other artists like you, when one listens, it's almost like you're entering into this hallowed ground. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And you must be the penultimate teacher. Have you enjoyed your experience at the Maryland Jazz Summer Camp?
Well, I'm heading there this afternoon, and this will be my first time participating.
Oh.
So I'm, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Tomorrow. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to meeting these teachers. I haven't worked with them personally before in the past.
Oh, you'll
always
love it.
Yeah, always fun. And actually, I just came from a week in Utah working with the great drummer Carl Allen. He did a New York Jazz Symposium there. So I'm all sharp and ready to go for this week down in Rockville, Maryland, and look forward to, you know, working with the attendees.
Yeah, you're going to find, Helen, that there will be a welcoming committee for you. There's something that is pretty much intrinsic in Maryland. That's where I am in Baltimore, and you're going to have folks from D.C. and from Maryland come and really make it a point to tell you how special you are. And Jimmy Haslip was just on my show last week, so you and Jimmy are going to be part of the St. Mark's extravaganza this Friday, too.
Yes, yes. And D.C. and Baltimore, I dig both cities so much. And I've performed in both cities and just really love the people there and the vibe. So I'm looking forward to it. And I definitely want to try and get some crab cakes before the week.
Right. Oh, my
no,
gosh.
Hint, hint, to my welcoming committee. No, just kidding.
I'll make sure I tell Paula Phillips that we had this little conversation so that maybe she can have something going on for you. Oh, that is so awesome. So I know that you're going to play with the Mingus Big Band, and I have to make mention that I love that if you go to the Mingus website, you will see that there is ongoing a big band competition for high schoolers. I love it, and there's going to be one in 2015. Here you are, part of the Mingus Big Band, and you're going to be playing at Newport Jazz Festival. Helen, what do you get most excited about when you see your roster of events for 2014 into next year?
Well, it's I love doing both things. I love being a band leader, but if it was only me all the time, I think I'd get sick of myself. And I love working with other artists. Seeing other people's points of views, how they hear music, it's refreshing and it brings inspiration. So I just love the fact that I am able to do both. And, you know, it's been a really fun year promoting the album, the Concord release, that it was released the end of January. So that's been just a great learning and growing experience. And really one of my hopes is to really develop a solid, a consistent band, because it's so hard because we're all freelancers. So that has been great. But also working with Terry Lynn, working with the Mingus Band, working with T.S. Monk, and working with various other artists, that's just the whole combination. I guess I'm greedy. I want it all.
No, and you're going to have it all. You're going to have it all.
Oh, thank you. But when I see all that, just the variety, but just the, I guess what, I love the themes of just, you know, the word purity, purist, sometimes can be seen negatively, but just that dedication to wanting to be the best artist that I can be, and that these opportunities all contributed to that. That's just really exciting, and I just can't wait to, just like you said, jump right in.
Yes, yes, I'm so excited for you. You're one of those pivotal artists in this wide world of jazz that I truly respect and believe in so much. I can't even tell you. I can't even say.
Oh. Thank you. That means a lot, because I know you've heard so many artists, and I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. I'm going to let you go because I know that your time is short. I'm going to play a Charles Mingus tune from 1959. You tell me. I'm going to play a fourth Helen Sung track from Anthem for a New Day. What would you like me to play to follow Charles Mingus?
Well, have you played Anthem for a New Day?
I have played that. Of course I have.
Oh, I meant earlier. Okay, well, I also love Chaos Theory or Epistrophe. Both of those are fun.
Well, you know what? Because it's your song, I'm going to do Chaos Theory after this.
Okay, that sounds
yep.
good. That's what we call the Mingus Man, organized chaos on stage. So it's a perfect fit.
Awesome. I love it. Well, listen, you have a safe journey to Maryland. I know you're barely recovering from being in the bowels of the subway, so be safe.
Thank you, Trish. Best wishes and continued just gratitude for what you do for the arts and for the radio love and just showcasing us in our work. So continued success and best wishes.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you. And I might have an opportunity to see you Friday, so I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Take care.
All right, Helen. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Helen Sung. Oh, my. I knew that things were going to work out just fine. All right. Look, this is going to be an interesting segue here because I have Charles Mingus goodbye pork pie hat from Mingus from 1959, and then we're going to go into Chaos Theory from Helen Sung on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you.
him, plain clothes cop greet him. Small town big man, fresh lipstickless name. Sophomore jive, from victims of typewriters, the band sounds like typewriters. The big man, he's not listening. His eyes hold Edith, his left hand holds his right. What does that hand desire that he grips it so tight? Edith in the ring, the Passover girl, purring. The man with a diamond ring is purring. All claws for now withdrawn. One by one they bring his renegade stories to her, his crimes and his glories to her. In challenge they look on. Women he has taken grow old too soon.
Thank you.
so hot. So hot. Oh, well, now you know that this particular project in 2007 won the Grammy, not only Jazz Album of the Year, but Album of the Year. And didn't that set back a few heads rolling in the audience, let alone the whole world watching? Herbie Hancock, River, the Joni Letters, his longtime friendship with Joni coming to fruition, if only for the vocals of Tina Turner on that one, Edith and the Kingpin, which was originally a song on the Hissing of Summer Lawns in 1975 by Joni, the story of a moll who got herself involved with a gangsta. And Tina must have been one of those scenarios. Joni must have went, what? Really? There is some kind of collaboration in heaven somewhere, sometime. I would love to see it take place before another world calls both of them. Tina's going to be 75 this year. Joni's going to be 71 this year. And it just would seem as though it's perfect bliss to blend those two minds and those voices together. Can you imagine? Herbie, you did a great thing here. No joke. On this album, by the way, Lionel Lukey, Dave Holland, Vinnie Colaiuta, took me forever to pronounce that last name, and Wayne Shorter on the saxophone. Just breathtaking stuff. And hopefully Tina is doing well. Last year, of course, she married her longtime love, Irwin, and will never have to worry about a thing, I don't believe, in her life again. She can work when she chooses to and not work when she does not want to. Herbie just loves to work anyway, also in his 70s, so maybe there's another collaboration in the wind. It sure would be nice if Joni and Tina could be along for that ride. We also heard Benny Golson take a number from 1 to 10 on the Argo label from 1961, and the song that you heard was The Touch. It was a revelation, honestly, this morning, because I've done a little bit of research on that particular project, but I never paid attention to the producer. And the producer bears mentioning over and over again, because if you could see the background of K. Norton Boland, who left us in 1985, it was just amazing to see that a female in those times, in the late 40s, she became vice president of United Artists Record Company, left the firm in the early 50s to found a public relations firm, Norton and Condon, with novelist Richard Condon. That was dissolved in the late 50s. Then she owned a series of companies that produced songs for Art Farmer, Ray Bryant, who you heard Helen Song mention, Teddy Wilson, and Benny Golson. So what an honor to be able to give you that piece of information before I introduced Helen Song. Oh, man. Benny Golson, again, one of the, the last two standing from that beautiful Great Day in Harlem picture shoot from 1958. I just can't believe it when I think about it, he and Sonny Rollins. On the album, take a number from 1 to 10, by the way, Albert Heath on drums, Tommy Williams on bass, Sol Schlinger on Barry sax, Hal McCusick on alto sax, Bill Elton on trombone, Willie Ruff on French horn, trumpet, Benny Glow, and Nick Trevis, and Benny Golson on tenor sax. With each song on the LP, there was an added instrument, and that was the great Kay Norton's idea. Very cool. While on the subject of strong females, I sure wish this beautiful lady was still with us, left us far too soon at the age of 32. Died in 1990, Emily Rameler. This is from 1988, a big nod to one of her heroes in her short but wonderful life, Wes Montgomery. This is called title track East to Wes on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz.
When the summer came, you were not around. Now that summer's gone and love cannot be found, where are you, baby, when I need you? Like right now, my
Amazing 6'8" gentle bear known as Vic Frierson. Woo! Lord, I love that song. Love that voice from 2010's Throwback. It ain't throwback, it's throwback. You know what some of you are thinking? What? But others are going, that's right. That's right, it's throwback. That's what it is. It's the prelude to Stevie Wonder's Superwoman, and then it's the Brenda Russell song, Get Here. Beautiful, isn't it? Big Vix, VIX.com, has more information, but it's Vic, V-I-C, Frierson, who did the singing. The amazing Daoud Saeed as producer and principal musician on this project. I understand that a new one is waiting in the wings from Vic. Hopefully he will get his sizable frame on the phone and let me know. Craig Alston on saxophone for that particular song, too. Beautiful work. Woo! Jackeem Joyner, speaking of saxophone. Evolve, the name of the project out this year. Breathe, the name of the song. So nice. Oh, and Gerald Albright is on a track on this new CD, by the way. Gerald's got his own project that we need to discuss. And believe me, a few of us behind the scenes are discussing it. if you could only hear the conversations on Facebook via message and then relayed by Twitter or email account. Oh, man, it should be made into a movie. Jackeem just played a few dates in Florida. Now, this is what's really cool. I'm very excited about this. First of all, he's going to be playing at the Brevard Jazz Zoo. There is a zoo in Brevard County, Florida, Melbourne, and they're calling it the Brevard Jazz Zoo. It's going to be happening in November. And then there's going to be a big jazz weekend in January. Well, guess what? By that time, T and I will be in Florida, so we'll have to go from the southwest side, the Gulf side, to the Atlantic coast side and support Jackeem. If we don't see him in Rehoboth Beach, because that's where he's also going to be come October. Very cool. Emily Remler from 1988, East to West. Man. So much I could say about Emily, and I've gone on and on about her. There's a beautiful website. It's undergoing maintenance right now. It's called allthingsemily.com. If you have a chance, go there. A Berkeley Distinguished Alumni in 19, I don't know when they gave this award to her, but hopefully they gave this award to her when she was still among us. this East to West album is just full of beautiful stuff. Man, a couple of tracks from Clifford Brown and Claude Thornhill. And then we have Hank Jones on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. So she was somebody who commanded such attention. And actually, knowing that Helen Sung was going to be with us today on Hybrid Jazz in the first hour, I thought of other strong females that I've known in jazz through the years or have discovered since I got newly attached to it some several years ago. And Emily Remler just comes to mind because she's one of those women in jazz like Helen. Just because she puts so much effort into her artistry, studied so hard, was so passionate about the craft that men took notice. So instead of many men in jazz viewing Emily and Helen as, how can I say this? Strictly female in that they may not have taken them seriously. Helen is being taken seriously. Emily certainly was. And it's a whole different kind of vibe when you have the kind of beautiful, evolving kind of musicianship that some people have to offer. And by people here, I mean females. Some women in jazz are not considered as seriously as some others. This gets into very tricky kind of territory. But people who understand what I'm saying know that I mean this in love because it's a hard road for many females in jazz. And to have the kind of reputations that some have are worth their weight in gold. That's what I mean to say. Let's play some more music. Hey, let's play some more Helen Sung. I promised her a fourth song, and I finally have it programmed into the mix. If you are having some difficulties with Blog Talk Radio today, I truly apologize. I know that Beige has had some little tricky things happen in Southern California. I'm not sure what's going on, but like Facebook, Blog Talk Radio is an ongoing work in progress, and you never know what's going to transpire, and then folks may or may not know what to do when it does. So I'll be on the horn with them later today, maybe even not later, maybe when the song is playing. Helen wanted me to play this one from Anthem for a New Day. This is called Chaos Theory. How appropriate that I would play it right now on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. Hybrid Jazz. That is such a ball that the whole album is, I can't even describe it just because Al Jarreau is at the helm of this. He wanted this to be done. And I can't think of a more appropriate time to play it than on the 22nd of July, which is the date today that we're doing this show. Because you see, on August the 5th, it will be 1 year that George Duke left us. And I know that friends like Al Jarreau and Jeffrey Osborne and Stanley Clark and cousin Diane Reeves is going to be thinking, is thinking about that even now. I'm utterly convinced. Some folks who love George with their soul got together for Al Jarreau, my old friend, celebrating George Duke. And this particular track that you heard was Al along with Diane Reeves. And it's called Brazilian Love Affair, Up From the Sea It Arose, and Ate Rio in One Swift Bite. Produced by John Burke and Stanley Clark, with Patrice Rushen on keyboards, Stanley on bass, Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar, Little John, nope, I'm sorry, I stand corrected, John J.R. Robinson on drums, Lenny Castro on percussion, Catrice Trinidad on background vocals, Portia Clay, Patrick Lundquist, and Fred Martin also contributing their vocals. Wasn't that wonderful? Man, love to hear it. Patrice Rushen. Yeah, going to have to talk to that lady very soon. Diane, as you know, has her own Beautiful Life CD, but she has been doing a couple of the rounds, including Capital Jazz, the festival that we had a month ago, early in June. Man, I'm telling you what, that tribute to George was just wonderful. I am so sorry if you missed it or missed the one at Playboy Jazz in L.A., if you can get a chance to see if Al's going to do this again. Now, I will say this, it was brought to mind because of my friend Dave Solomon, who does the intro for Hybrid Jazz. Dave, that rascal, and I have not written to him because we have to explore thoughts on a service for a friend that we knew and worked with back in the day. Dave was not there, but he got his wife Kathleen to bring me something. Dave, I looked, I peeked. It refreshed my memory that the album is going to drop, from what I understand, my old friend celebrating George Duke, on the 5th of August. So it wasn't supposed to originally drop on that day, but I don't know who worked it out or if it is really the case. I'm not exactly sure, but if you have a chance to pick it up, I know we got our physical copies of the CD, The Night of Cap Jazz. If you go to Al Jarreau's Facebook page, it will probably explain it all, or go to his website. No biggie. I'm making things far more complicated than they actually are because there's so many offshoots to the same kind of topic. We heard in the middle of that Johnny Sandoval from East Bay Soul, and he does his own thing as well. 2012 gave us At Conga. And man, this joint is jumping. Can I just say, we have played a track or so from this particular album. I actually got my mitts on it the day that East Bay Soul was at Ram's Head in Annapolis. Unbelievable players on here. And of course, Greg Adams is on here because he wants to support his friend. Joey Navarro is here. Lee Thornburg, all of these names in East Bay Soul. Some folks that I have not heard from before this CD, but one of those surprises was Naofu Tyson on Saz. So I've known Naofu for a while on Facebook, but isn't it strange that you might know friends on Twitter or Facebook in one capacity and don't know that possibly they're musicians? I did not know the depth of the musicianship that Mr. Tyson had until I heard this particular CD. A wondrous thing. We heard, too, Helen Sung and Chaos Theory from, oh, gosh, my head is so full at this point I can't even function. Helen Sung, and I'm looking at Mark Arthur Miller, who's coming up, by the way, Anthem for a New Day is the name of the CD. If you are a Helen Song fan or have turned into one because you heard her on Hybrid Jazz, make sure you go to her website. Make sure that you see where she's going to be, who she's going to be with. For example, Charles Mingus. The big band still lives on after Charles has gone. And Helen will be with that big band at the Newport Jazz Festival. To see that kind of situation, oh, my gosh, amazing. Pete Gitlin, I see, is with us in the chat room, and we got sound. Yay. It was touch and go there for a little bit. Hopefully it will stay. Let's be positive and move on. Charlie Christian, 1941 was the time that he put this together. Oh, my God. This man did not live long on this earth, but what he accomplished. Born on the 29th of July in 1916. We lost him in 1942. You figure out the math on that. Amazing. One of those early electric guitarists. As a matter of fact, so you know that the history of Charlie Christian, Eddie Dunham, or Durham, the inventor of the electric guitar, actually taught Charlie. And bebop would not have been the same had Charlie Christian not entered into the picture. A lot of folks after Charlie picked up where he left off. A lot of folks still will tell you that Charlie Christian is the ultimate for them. Here's an example of why. Woo! Up on Teddy's Hill on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz.
Hey, pretty baby, with your high heels on, you give me fever like I've never ever known. You're just a product of loveliness. I like the groove of your walk, your talk, your dress. I feel your fever from miles around. Can I pick you up in my car and we'll paint the town? Just kiss me, baby, and tell me twice that you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. You really turn me on. You knock me off of my feet, yeah, baby, you do. My lonely days are you're giving me. Just hold me, baby, and I'm in ecstasy. Oh, I've been working, 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 girl, from 9 till 5, to buy you things, to keep you by my side. I never felt so in love before. Just promise me, baby, you love me forevermore. I swear I'm keeping you satisfied, 'cause you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. You really turn me on. You knock me over my feet, yeah, baby. My lonely days are gone. No more lonely me.
ago.
Seriously, I got so flustered when I heard the song that I dropped all my papers. Mark Arthur Miller has a way of doing that to me. Doggone him! Soul Searching is the name of the EP, and yes, it's the Michael Jackson song, The Way You Make Me Feel. Now, first, let us tell you that it's just so thrilling when you get to meet somebody and you get along so well with that person, which was the case with Mark when he came on Hyper Jazz. But then, and you don't necessarily know it at the time because you're discussing all of the musicians that have contributed to this, and they're awesome. But then you have a chance to get to know some of the musicians after the fact, and then when you hear the music again on the EP, it's that much more enjoyable because you know and love everybody. So this was the case with Mark. It's just one of those unusual and wonderful set of circumstances. On this with him, golly, Peter Smith on piano, organ, Rhodes, and clavinet, John Stewart on drums and percussion, just a love, Nate Light on bass, Earl the Pearl Alexander on guitar, Ryan Porter on trombone, Kamasi Washington, beloved of George Duke, by the way, on tenor sax, Dante Winslow on trumpet, and don't we all love Dante at this point? And by the way, I have to say that when Dante was with Justin Timberlake, and that's the usual case these days, when they were in Baltimore on the 14th, Bastille Day, it was amazing, and Justin did a special shout-out to Dante. So everybody was feeling the love. James Gadson on this, Jonathan Flower, Ryan Cross, and Laura Mace, who you heard at the end there. Mark Arthur Miller has a Kickstarter coming soon. He's writing. He's preparing to flesh out the EP so that it's a full-fledged album. And he said publicly that he wanted Hybrid Jazz to be a part of that. So anything that we can do to help, honey, is more than okay with me. Mark Arthur Miller, Soul Searching. You can find him on Facebook, and you can certainly find him. Look, he's a tennis pro, too, and he's an actor as well as singer. So you'll be able to find him in a multitude of different kinds of efforts if you Google him. Cool and the Gang, yes, that was the song right in the middle from 1971 from Live at PJ's. This was before the guys had a huge surge in their success. This was their third album, so it would take a few more albums to sort of push the idea of Cool and the Gang into our faces, and that lasted for a while, still is to a large extent. But here's something that I just found out recently, and I was tripping. As it turns out, brothers Ronald and Robert Bell from the group had dad and an uncle who were training to be boxers. So the family moved to New York. In the same apartment building was Thelonious Monk. And then Miles Davis would come over because Miles was training to be a boxer. So things got to be so tight with dad for Ronald and Robert and Thelonious Monk that Monk is the godfather to Robert. It's strange but true. And you have to know that when Cool and the Gang first started out, they were pretty much straight-ahead jazz. The funk and the R&B came later. So that was Doogie. This is what we always heard it pronounced to be in Philadelphia. Doogie is what you heard. So Cool and the Gang. We heard Charlie Christian, the pride of Oklahoma City. Now, Charlie moved there when he was a youngin, so Oklahoma City claims him. I know some people would disagree with that, but that's the story. Early electric guitarist extraordinaire. Oh my. And it's so just hard to conceive of this now because it's 2014, but Charlie was part of the Benny Goodman Sextet. Benny, of course, white band leader, Benny wasn't the first to integrate his band. Do you know who the first one was? Jimmy Durante. Yes. So Charlie in Benny Goodman's Sextet and just working it to a whole new level. This was so new, the concept of some guy on electric guitar playing like this on this particular, I don't know what it was, what was it called? After Hours, yeah, 1941. Nick Senton was on bass, Kenny Clarke was on drums, Don Byas on tenor sax, but Charlie and Joe Guy on trumpet. Charlie just, he was transformational when you would see him and then to hear him. Just hard to believe that TB got him at the age of 25, but the influence he had for, and now, decades and decades, just remarkable to hear him play. Got to dig out more Charlie Christian tunes for you to hear. It's just such a pleasure to be able to play him. Again, I was thinking of him because the memory of his birthday is coming around on the 29th of July. Born in 1916, left us in 1942. Mercy, it's good stuff. We've got some time to play more music, and I think that we should play another track from the new Quantum Drive CD. Reagan Whiteside teamed up with Althea Renee. This is one of those tracks that really stand out on Quantum Drive, called Wing and a Prayer on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz.
Desert road from Vegas to nowhere, someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing, a little cafe just around the bend.
Hear me, I am
mercy, that song got me. That song got me. It got me the first time around. If you dig back now, several years ago, Baghdad Cafe. Does that ring a bell, the film? Yeah, that's where the song originated to a certain extent. Javetta Steele was the one who sang the song initially. And when Amy Cervini was on Hybrid Jazz some months ago, we were talking about all of the songs on this very unique Jazz Country, that's the title of it, CD that she has. And we talked a little bit about the song, but there was just so much to talk about. She's got a Johnny Cash song on the CD. She's got a Neil Young song on the CD. And the more you realize about Amy and what she's able to do with her voice, and I think that All About Jazz says it best, anything that she tackles is heartfelt. You begin to see that she just doesn't sing a song. She feels the song. So I didn't even expect to be taken aback by the song today, because I know that the song is emotional, and you have to hear it under the right circumstances or else you're going to go crazy. If it's a bad time in your life, if you have just lost someone, or if you're going through the throes of being in this conflicted relationship or whatever, not the best timing to hear this song, but and I don't have any of those circumstances, thank you, Jesus, happening at this moment, but still, it's because it's Amy Cervini. Oh, mercy. Surrounding herself, too, with some of the finest musicians in New York, that's where she is based. And Amy Cervini, CERVINI.com, has more information. January of this year was when the album came out. Just how about, really, the amazing tunage, if you will, either singles or albums that have come out this year. It's staggering. And so many. It wasn't like last year or the year before, I have to say. There's a depth of creativity involved, a real courage involved with some of these artists who are exploring new possibilities. You know, Pete Gitlin's in the chat room right now, and Summer of Love is doing really well. Look, when you pull back and find sounds that were huge in the 60s and then incorporate them again into a fresh sound, it's just so cool. It's just so cool. Oh, where are we? I don't even know. Oh, yeah, we got to tell you what else we heard. We heard Reagan Whiteside and Althea Renee, and I'll tell you the middle song after I tell you about what started the three-song set, because we weren't sure about Helen, and because she came in a little bit later than the interview, things had to get rearranged as far as songs are concerned. So Reagan Whiteside has a new album called Quantum Drive. Again, she's got brass ones, man. She really does. She is taking no prisoners, Reagan Whiteside. If you hear the whole of Quantum Drive, you're going to go, whoa. She's fearless, and I hope she always stays that way. Althea Renee, helping her friend, her fellow flautist. Ouch, out. Sounds painful, doesn't it, when you say it like that? Flautist. Reagan, New York State gal in Atlanta, Georgia, at this particular moment in time. If you are in the hot Atlanta region, you might want to check this out. On the 7th of August, Reagan's going to have a CD release party at Suite, which is spelled S-U-I-T-E. Folks in Atlanta already know what that place is. It is a hot club. That's where Reagan's going to have her CD release party. Althea Renee's got some stuff going on. If you look on her Facebook page, she's got a little tour that's going on, and they're taking bookings with Bobby Lyle. Woo! That's some good company for Althea. I love that. She's out and about everywhere. I love the fact that some of these women that we know are so powerful with music, they are touring their butts off. Love it. In the middle, we heard Butch and Rhonda Coleman, the conversation from one of those fabulous albums that came out this year, and I can't say enough about it. Night Sketches is the name. Butch and Rhonda have been around for a minute. Rhonda sings with an authenticity I can't even describe to you, and she plays piano. Butch is on bass. A bunch of Baltimore and Washington, D.C. musicians that are the best you've ever heard, no matter what city you say is the best for musicians to come from. These cats and kitties are remarkable. One of them I have to make mention. I'm not sure what's going on with Dennis Chambers, one of the most astounding drummers on the planet or any other planet. Dennis apparently had a situation whereby he was taken to the hospital. The last time I heard directly from Renee, his wife, he was stable. I know that Dennis had lost some weight, and I know that the doctor had said that he needed to do that. So I'm not sure what the circumstances are, and I know that we'll know by and by. If you could keep Dennis Chambers in your prayers, Butch and Rhonda, who love him, who have been friends with him for a long time, Dennis is our home hero in Baltimore. A lot of us know him, think the world of him. Carlos Santana just had a birthday the other day, and I know that part of him wanted to celebrate, but the other part of him was anguished because he doesn't know how his friend and drummer is doing. So if you could, if you're not a praying person, good wishes will suffice. Send those good vibes off to Dennis Chambers, and we appreciate you for them. I want to do a little something different. I didn't think I was going to get to this song, but I will, and I am. And I might play another song that I hadn't anticipated to play, but this is one of those quirky songs that I think that you'll enjoy. It's actually from a group called the Kora Jazz Trio, based in Africa, different countries in Africa. They got together and formed the trio in Paris. This is called Chan Chan from a CD called Part 3 on Hybrid Jazz. Jazz.
Looking back on my life, can't believe I'm still here.
all the struggles, all the fights, all the things that I've been. They can touch me now, they can hold me down. All I know is I'm living, living my dream.
Let that wash all over you. Can you feel how happy he is? Oh my God, I love Jonathan Butler so much. One of the greatest experiences, seriously, that I've had on the show was involving him. Jonathan was, was it his Christmas CD? I'm not even sure at this point. It was my birthday and also his granddaughter's birthday. So he was driving, and then he decided to stop when the interview was taking place. So he did the entire interview at a parking lot at the Toys R Us. And we had figured on a particular time, and he went longer than he went, because honestly, when you spend some time with Jonathan Butler and he gets into a feeling where he needs to start talking about godly things, he will just sort of take over. And then he gets quiet, and then something else takes over. Well, the something else took over that day. I felt it so strongly that I got off of that interview with him, and I just cried. But all good tears. My gosh. He's just being used in such a heavenly way. And this particular album for him, Living My Dream, is not only something that he wanted to do. There's 11 songs here. He's just so grateful to God for all of the blessings He's in a place, finally, where he's not as worried. His wife was ill for a while. It looks like things are okay. There were some losses in the family. He was fretting about them, and he just has his faith restored anew, and now he has time to enjoy golf, one of his new passions. He's not saying he's great at it, but he's enjoying it. So that's the title track from Living My Dream. And I want to make mention to you, because this is something that everybody needs to be aware of. When you make your website new, change it, try to bring it into 2014, there are all sorts of possibilities for you. People are drawn to those who keep things up to date. Jonathan has done such a great job with his website, jonathanbutler.com. You go to the first page, it's telling you all about the CD. You can find out more about Jonathan. You click that link, and it takes you to Mac Avenue. Then you go to Jonathan on Tour. Guess what? You can find out where Jonathan is going to be, and also where all the other Mac Avenue artists are going to be. So smart, I can't even say. Oh, my gosh, that's just brilliant. So, Jonathan, I love you. You know that. My hat's off to you. Living your dream. I'm so happy that you are. Woo! Mercy. We heard Pete Gitlin, Summer of Love. Pete wasn't going to play it, but I was persuaded to play it. Yes. Oh, golf is your other passion, too. Pete, type in, he's in the chat room. Pete, type in again who your new group is, and so I can tell folks about that, because we can be thinking about names for the group. Just let me know. I love this stuff, the spontaneous stuff. Summer of Love, seriously, is one of those songs that is one of the best songs I've ever heard for any season. I hear that song in my head all the time. The intro for that, if you are of a certain age and you remember when the Indian influence, India from India influence, was in our music, credit to George Harrison, by the way, and I just heard something about George Harrison. I'm going to skip over that news because it's not exactly good news. There was some sort of wall that George Harrison had somewhere, and it's now it was a tree, and it is actually being destroyed by real beetles. That's so weird. That's really happening. Anyway, I digress. Pete, oh yes, Pete has Cal Harris Jr. and LeBron Dennis. They are in this new triumvirate, and they're thinking of a name for the band that they have in mind. So if you have a name, Cal Harris Jr., LeBron Dennis, and Pete Gitlin, that would be so cool. Maybe, Pete, they could have a little contest going on. We could win a prize or something. One of the listeners? Wouldn't that be awesome? Sure it would. And we heard the Cora Jazz Trio. I'm going to tell you more about them next time around because now we're running out of time. Christian DeMasones is going to be with us on Thursday, Christian of Groove School. He's got a huge show coming up in Virginia, all-star cast. We have monumental artists coming your way in the next few weeks here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Yes, Pete, name that band. We got to work on a contest. Thank you so much, Pete and Beach, and all the folks listening, well over 109,000 listeners right now to Hybrid Jazz. God bless you all, and we'll see you Thursday. Be safe, have fun, and can I say it again? God bless you. Thank you.